Page 7, the best and brightest stars of the National Braille Challenge, Alice McGrath. Editor's note, it's been 5 years since we last published an article on the Braille Challenge. Susan Schulter Glass's issue-oriented award-winning article, Brailing for Success, Reflections on the 2009 Northern California Regional Braille Challenge, Summer BC 2009. Her fellow Silicon Valley Council of the Blind chapter member Alice McGrath presents a national perspective from her vantage point as a recently appointed member of the Braille Challenge Advisory Board. In the beginning of 2013, I was honored to be asked to join the Braille Institute's Braille Challenge Advisory Board. The purpose of the board is to review the procedures and level of difficulty for the tests completed by blind and visually impaired youth during the preliminary and national Braille Challenge contests. One great perk for joining the board is I have the opportunity to attend the National Braille Challenge event in June of each year at the Braille Institute in Los Angeles. Page 8. I have been coordinating the Northern California Regional Braille Challenge since 2006, and I know firsthand the impact the Braille Challenge has had for our local youth who have participated in our events. I was looking forward to learning about the best and brightest to attend the national event to compete in their respective age groups. The Braille Challenge is an academic competition unlike any other. This two-stage contest is designed to motivate blind students to emphasize their study of Braille while rewarding their success with a fun-filled but challenging weekend of events. I was also excited to cheer on two of our Northern California regional participants who earned the honor of participating at the national level. Janie Brunson competed and won third place at the varsity level, and Nikhil Dadlani competed for the first time as a finalist. Our advisory committee is made up of superintendents of schools for the blind, including Stuart Wittenstein, superintendent of California School for the Blind, and teachers of the visually impaired and others involved in the Braille Challenge from agencies and schools across the country. We had the pleasure of selecting and then meeting the Teacher of the Year, Christine Short. Page 9. Go to the web page at BrailleChallenge.com to read more about how Christine has impacted the lives of her students through her work and passion for teaching Braille. The 60 youth and their families started arriving at the hotel in Los Angeles on Thursday, so the participants from all over the U.S. and Canada can get acclimated to their surroundings and be ready to compete on Saturday. Many of the participants are repeat national finalists, and I was amazed at their confidence and smiled at their excitement for seeing old friends. The festivities began on Friday evening with a huge welcome party for the youth and their families. It was wonderful hearing and seeing the kids let loose on the dance floor as a DJ played all of their favorite current music. There was also a photo booth so friends and families could leave with a picture to remember the Polynesian-themed evening with a memento. On Saturday morning, buses started leaving the hotel at 7 a.m. to take all involved to the Los Angeles headquarters for the Braille Institute. This is the location for the welcoming ceremony and the testing competition. As each bus pulled up to the sidewalk of the Braille Institute, they were met by a large crowd of BIA staff members applauding their arrival for the beginning of a day to remember. Page 10. I had the chance to speak with several competitors and their parents before the opening ceremony, and I was left with the impression of how each child loves reading in Braille. They talked about the books they've read and the fun they have competing with their friends from all over the country. The opening ceremony began with the University of Southern California Marching Band as they played the opening music while leading the 60 competitors down a red carpet. Each child was introduced, and you could feel the excitement in the room reach an all-time high. I was so touched by this ceremony and thought what an amazing boost to the participants' self-esteem and confidence to be cheered on by hundreds of their families, teachers, and other supporters. The participants went to their respective rooms for the contests, and the families and other visitors attended workshops. That evening, the award ceremony was held back at the hotel. It is a gala affair, and the youth and their families attend dressed in their best attire. As the first, second, and third place winners are announced in their respective age categories, they come to the stage to be met by the celebrity host, and we hear about their background. Reading and writing Braille is just one of the passions for these national winners. Many also participate in sports, music, and many other endeavors. The evening closed with a performance by Caitlin Hernandez, a two-time national winner who sang a song about competing at the nationals. She was met with a standing ovation after her wonderful performance, and each youth left with a signed copy of the CD. I came home the following day filled with memories of the youth and families I met, along with talented teachers of the visually impaired. The team at the Braille Institute do a fantastic job of coordinating the contest and all of the celebration at the finals. I'm looking forward to our 2014 Northern California Braille Challenge and to the joy of attending future national competitions.